Cause I'm chilling with my best friend. Cause I'm chilling. Rocking with my best friend and the time will never end. Pick your brain for the convo that we normally keep within. Logging in, you just say when. Rocking fashion for the trend. It's a vibe that will never ever end. Cause I'm chilling with my best friend. Cause I'm chilling with my best friend. Cause I'm chilling with my best friend. A vibe that will never ever end. Cause I'm chilling with my best friend. Cause I'm chilling with my best friend.
Good morning, good morning. Technically, it's October the 9th while people are listening to this.
Right. Happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday. Happy God Day.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Even though we in the devil's month.
Is it called the devil's month?
I don't think so, but.
Just in case.
Just in case.
Hey, y'all.
What's happening? You want me to keep it right here or you want me to move it?
No, it's good.
Okay.
Oh, welcome to episode 41.
The big 41.
We should really be on episode 101. But that's okay.
we've been selfish. We've been enjoying too much in person to record. Sorry.
That's real. Yeah. We've been together every other weekend and we have not recorded.
If we had a reality show, it wouldn't be a problem.
Right. So, pay us.
For real, for real. We got an email to read, too.
Shut up. I ain't seen nothing. I told you once you open it, it disappeared from me.
But I flag them for you.
Ah, found it.
B-Rod, we appreciate you. Best fake, but that's okay.
Yeah, but her email is a month old.
I know, that's I was going to say
sad.
It's outdated
she,
as hell.
She like, fuck it. Just don't even worry about it. All right, y'all. So we're going to hop right into it. Get into the email.
Yeah.
She said, greetings, Deacon Kells and Sister E.
Hey.
She said, I started with the church lady speech. First, give honor to God who's the head of my life. You know how that goes. Dang, she said, I'm glad y'all back. I missed you. Well, look, we back again.
Giving honor to God.
Who's the head of my life? That's how they...
Oh, that's the whole thing?
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't heard it.
Really?
You know I gotta be schooled. Yeah, a little bit. I worship Satan part-time.
Not as my best friend you want. You about to set me ablaze by association.
Right.
She said, shall we get started because you know why I'm here? She said, by the way, Kells, I cackled, and I said, ejectocito cuz, too.
See?
She a real one, man.
She be knowing.
We been down since day one.
I love when people get the references. That's all.
Yeah, that's definitely just because you listen. Mm-hmm. That's dope. She said, duty's word of the week. I have the same thoughts and feelings as E. I'll say this. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. When there is nothing nice to say, maybe just start saying, bless her little heart.
Oh, bless her little heart.
That's in reference back to
Ugly Babies.
40, Ugly Babies.
Yep.
She said, I feel like that is some low-key shade to grandma's used to do. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, them some nice shoes.
What would your grandma say?
She saw some nice shoes.
For real?
Yeah.
If she saw Ugly Baby?
Mm-hmm.
Dang.
She'll probably say, bless her heart, too.
Okay, I can see Graham say that, yeah. Saying that, yep.
Oh, bless her little heart. Or no, she looked like she got an old soul. That's the one.
That's a thing? No, that's a thing?
Yeah, that's the one.
Oh, no.
Oh, she looked like she got an old soul.
What is that? Wow.
Yeah,
that...
Grandma, do you want to fight?
Basically. Dang. Okay, I'm sorry, go ahead.
All right, she goes on to say, my memory sucks. I can't think of any movies that I liked as a kid and I thought was terrible as an adult. She said, I didn't appreciate or understand either. So she said she basically don't, have any movies.
Mm-hmm.
And then she said, however, I will say, that Hunk for Jesus is terrible. Did you watch that?
Okay. So I did not. I'm, you know me, like I'm a movie buff. And even though I like Sterling K. Brown and I like, Regina Hall. I get the last names mixed up. And I like them too. But it didn't look like much.
It didn't
much.
Look good, yeah.
So,
I thought it was a spoof when I seen it.
I thought it was a spoof when I saw the trailer.
And I think they should have kept it as that.
I agree. It just didn't look like it made much sense. So I'm glad I did hear.
That it was terrible.
Yes. Yeah. So I'll pass. Thank you, B.
And she said, music review, excuse me. By the way, man, I wish I could see how she does her emails. Everything is separated into categories.
Yes.
And bullet points. Yes. And she got emojis.
She like, used punctuation. And
yes, perfect, man.
That's college educated right there.
I can't wait, y'all. We really are going to work on the YouTube, because then we could have just placed the, you know, email up on the screen.
Oh, yeah, that's real.
Yeah, we need to teach ourselves and just give us some time. Mm-hmm. We've been out here living.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, she said, music review. I haven't listened to Drake's Honestly Nevermind since the week it came out. I didn't like it, and I don't have a desire to go back and give it another try.
See?
In my opinion, Drake hasn't released a good album since Nothing Was the Same. Damn, B.
Me and B pretty much be on the same page, man. I am not going front, B.
Damn.
We be on the same page with a lot of stuff.
She said, on the other hand, Renaissance is giving I'm That Girl. I may be biased since I'm a part of the Hive, but I'll say it's a couple songs I like better than the others.
Okay.
What are your thoughts when it comes to new music and social media? Do you think hearing another opinion or seeing a meme changes or can influence your feelings towards a song?
Me personally? Us personally?
Yeah. Well, you don't be on social media like that. A lot of people...
I don't be on social media. But it's probably the opposite. If something, especially with shows, like I know she mentioned music, but mm-hmm. particularly, and I think I've mentioned this, I'm pretty sure we have. With shows, if excuse me, if everybody is on it, I'm probably gonna stay away from it.
Right.
I don't know. It's something about it.
That's rebellious.
Yeah, that's probably what it is. with music, no. I see somebody's opinion and I won't think anything of it because I gotta listen to it for myself.
So what I would say about that is because I'm so big on social media. I don't even think I'm big on social media. If anybody knows me, y'all know I'm big on Twitter. Twitter mm-hmm. is just like my social media of choice. It just got everything on there that you need.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I will say is that there are certain songs or albums and things of that nature that I really didn't give a chance.
Mm.
And then it starts circulating jokes or whatever, or videos or, yeah. you know, dance challenges, whatever,
mm-hmm.
on Twitter. And then I go back and listen. I'm like, okay.
I think that directly.
Repetition.
I think that directly influences your like of it or not.
Absolutely.
Your opinion of it.
So I would say that yes,
okay.
social media does influence that for me personally.
That's interesting. See?
Sometimes hearing different opinions or different breakdowns to the song or, you know, whatever, mm-hmm. we'll be like, okay.
I respect that. Yeah, I'm the type, I just got to listen to it a couple times. Unless it's just that cold, like if it speaks to me. And I like a song immediately, like I love it. Because it usually takes right. me time to like a song or like new music. But no, social media don't influence it one way or the other.
Yeah.
For me,
both albums grew on me the more I heard them. I will say that. I listened to Sticky, Massive, and Tex Go Green often.
Mm.
I listened to Sticky a lot. But I've been liking that song since mm-hmm. I first heard it. Massive definitely grew on me. And then as far as Beyonce, there are definitely some songs that mm-hmm. that I didn't like. Or I just didn't get a good feel for the album because I was expecting something different, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But it's social media then went wild with that album.
Good or bad?
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Beyonce can't do wrong, you know? I mean, she got too many fans.
People.
That's
exactly.
what I'm saying. Like, the
exactly.
Beehive is too large. Like, it's certain people you just... Beyonce could put out a Pootie Tang album and it'll go platinum. Like, there's just...
Yeah, and I feel like for the bulk of her fans, that album was for her fans.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So, if you're not in that core fan group, then, you know, it's probably not for you,
right.
per se. Or, you know, it probably don't... You can't really relate to it, necessarily.
Okay. So, to move on to our last point, she says, for the TV show reviews, Ready to Love this season is trash. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
It's so bad.
Did you see... what's today? Saturday? You see last night's episode?
No.
Oh,
I haven't seen last night's, but if you told me, I wouldn't even fucking be mad or surprised. It's terrible.
It's rough.
She said, I'm not a fan of Justin, Kadian, or Charisse. I hate all three of them. I hate all three of them. She didn't say that.
So we all know that Justin's gone now.
Right.
Kadian's still there.
I cannot believe Kadian is here that long.
Kadian should have been gone. She got one connection with Swayze, and every time they're on camera, they argue.
Right. They're already an old married couple.
I don't understand.
Yeah.
Charisse grew on to me. The first couple episodes, I'm like, man, she is
catty.
She grew
on you?
Oh, easily.
Oh, wow.
She has grown up, Bess. Tell me she hasn't grown up.
She grown, but I don't like her. I don't like her spirit. I don't like nothing about
she
her.
She has grown. Like, I can show you the difference between first couple episodes where she just catty and negative, and it's like, right. Yo, sit down.
Yeah.
To where she's just like,
but she not
positive.
Wrong, she's definitely not wrong about Simpson. It's like, okay, is
yeah.
this it?
Yeah.
Like,
no,
you know
she's
what I'm
not.
Saying?
And
she's definitely not.
And
wrong.
Again, you got to see last night's episode. That evolves. That whole situation evolves, and it's a good episode. Yeah. I mean, for what it is, I agree.
Right.
This season is.
This season
it's
was
the
rough.
Worst, yeah.
Yeah, it's
It's a lot. You got I've seen all seven seasons, including this one. This is season seven, and it's so many new events as far as I've never seen so late in the process where one person has two, three different
right so late in the game
connections. Yeah, yeah, like that's not a thing. You should know who you want to be with by now.
Because while all these people wanted Randall,
yeah,
it's still mind-blowing. She said, "I'm not sure how some of these people are casted. I'll leave it at that now because I'm not sure where y'all are at in the season." And then she asked me, "Have I watched the Pretty Little Liars reboot?" So I have not watched the Pretty Little Liars reboot.
Fake.
I heard that it was a horror.
Fake.
That's why I have not watched it.
But if that's your favorite show of all time, you're obligated.
Check it, though. I was going to send it to you last night. I was like, I'll just show you in person. They made a fucking reboot of The Grinch, and it's a horror. I'm not watching that
why
shit.
Why not?
No.
I'll watch it. Hell, did you see the trailer to Winnie the Pooh?
Yeah.
Like, I watched that.
Somebody said, what the hell's going on in Hollywood?
Dude, I love when they do that.
I'm going to check it out, B. I'm going to check it out. Matter of fact, you need to text me and let me know if I'm going to be scared. So I need to know if I'm going to watch this with somebody.
If they did a horror This Is Us, I'll watch it.
Why? Can you imagine?
I can't.
Like, the siblings just killing everybody. Everybody at Encounter. Like, what the fuck is this? I'm going to check it out, B. You text me and let me know if I'm going to be scared. And I'm going to look into it.
Cool.
And you promised me that you're going to watch The Grinch Horror with me.
It's a movie?
Yeah, it's coming out.
Yeah, I'll watch it. Yeah.
It's going to blow it.
I'm trying to see that smile that just came out.
That shit look ridiculous.
Dude,
it was the middle of the night, and I was just scrolling, and I seen a video, and then the chick outside her car window, and her face
yes.
just fall, and I jumped, so I said, oh, hell no.
Oh, I can't wait.
I blocked whoever shared that, because you do not need to be on my page.
Yeah, I got to check that one out.
All right, so, B, thank you as always for the emails, man. You the realest. You the only one that really be sending emails from day one, man. We appreciate that.
For real, for real.
Everybody else normally just texts me. I ain't mad at that, you know, but.
Yeah, and a lot of your personality come out through these emails, and I love that.
Absolutely.
You can tell, like, she's used to sending emails.
Mm-hmm. She's perfect at it, for real.
Yeah, legit.
All right, y'all. So, you want to recap?
Where Hell we been?
No.
No? Oh, where we been? Yeah, that's cool. Where we been?
Nowhere, really.
No, not for real.
We just been living.
We did
Life's
a scavenger.
Life's been whooping my ass.
We did a scavenger hunt.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was fun. We didn't finish.
We did not finish.
We went to the Eagle instead.
We got hungry and had some chicken.
That shit was bomb, but we did not finish the Alice in Wonderland scavenger hunt we did downtown.
Yeah. Oh, we did an escape room yesterday.
And we made it out because you know us.
We definitely made it out.
20 yep. minutes to spare.
Yeah.
Y'all, we was stuck for 15, 20 minutes doing the Pythagorean theorem.
A squared plus B squared equals C squared. Yeah, they was tripping on that one.
They was definitely tripping, y'all.
But other than that, it was fun.
It was mad fun.
Yeah.
And we definitely made it out. I felt so accomplished.
Oh, yeah.
So if you haven't, check it out. Downtown, it's right next to the old spaghetti factory.
Mm-hmm.
Second floor escape room. They looked out for
yep.
us.
Yep. Escape rooms in general, man, I'm telling you, like, I know a lot of people be like, yeah, you know, I hear about them, but I've never done one. Get out and do one. And it don't take a group of people. Like, if it's just you and your partner, or you and a friend, or a few of y'all, like, I'm telling you, get out and do an escape room. You are going to love it.
Yes, and you can definitely tell about how people think and their critical thinking.
Yes,
and
teamwork. And
all of that.
All that. I mean, you can go with your coworkers. I mean, it's just, it's dope. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Do it. Other than that, you said life been beating your cheeks.
That sound good.
Oh, yeah. No, you're right. Yeah, that's
life
different.
Been whooping my ass.
Whooping.
They going back up from the speaker like, what the fuck? Yeah. Life ain't been fair, but that's all right.
Oh, no.
I'm here.
Oh, no.
No.
Life is a balance.
Yeah.
And I think there's been just
been
as much
just good.
Yeah. As
I just had a rough week, y'all, and I'm over it. If you love me, send me money for whiskey. drop a bottle by the crib.
I mean, if they love you, they wouldn't participate. They wouldn't.
Why?
They wouldn't indulge in your liver degradation.
Degradation.
You know what the hell I'm trying to say.
What? A little whiskey never hurt nobody.
Yeah, all right.
Pull up a shot for your girl.
Tell that to Ned the Wino.
Who? Why is his name Ned?
Is it Ned or is it Nate? No, it's Nate. On Good Times. No, it was Ned. It was Ned.
I don't remember Good Times.
Oh! You know what? So we're going to give y'all a short episode today. It's going to last all of 15 minutes. Because Bess Owens.
Ned!
You remember the Wino Ned? The various characters on Good Times. I know B remember. What? Did you not watch like that?
No, not like
Not enough to know
Ned. That's why I said, who the hell is
Ned? So you don't know Wanda, the one that cried at every funeral?
Nah, I do know Wanda.
How you know Wanda, but you don't know Ned the Wino?
I don't know Ned.
Was it Nate? Nate the Wino. No, it was Ned. Ned the Wino. I don't remember. It was an N.
don't worry about it.
It was either Ned or Nate.
Either way, I don't know that nigga.
Okay, point being, if they love you, they're not going to buy you alcohol to kill you earlier than you need to die.
So you're not giving me wine after this?
Wait, wine or whiskey?
Both.
See?
I'm about to chase my whiskey with the wine.
It's taking a turn for the worse.
This is how you knew?
This rabbit hole is getting deeper and deeper.
I'm about to have a AA packet in my mailbox next week.
You're going to need an intervention.
No, we're going to need a convention.
We're going to need a convention.
All right, man. That's funny. Nah, for real. Come just take a shot with your girl. Yeah, I'm about to.
Bess got some rubbing alcohol in her car, and I told her, just drink this. If that's the case. You can get drunk off this.
But why?
Hell, there's some alcohol out there that tastes like rubbing alcohol.
Is it? Yeah, I don't want that.
Sivecca tastes like rubbing alcohol.
Yeah, after I almost died in college and you had to help me? Nope.
That was Sivecca?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Hey, Bess had to hold my purse. He was probably so annoyed.
Yeah, I was a G about it, though. I held it in the manliest way possible.
Right under your arm. I'm like, come on, unfold my purse. Why you ball it up? Hey, you've been real for as long as I can remember.
Yeah, man.
Hey, y'all, October 7th, yesterday, it made 12 years that we was friends, you know, in the cut.
12 years strong.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Bess be trying to get rid of me on the low, but that's okay.
No.
Who do you love?
Best dramatic, that's all.
Oh, y'all already know. If y'all been listening, y'all already know.
All right, man. What else we got?
All right, so.
And then we got hella topics.
Yeah, man. We got so many topics for y'all. Which way you want to go?
Okay, real quick. This made me think of something. So, the topic is duos that should have made music together. Real quick. And I don't know if we talked about this, so please stop me if we have. I feel like we have. Can you be with somebody who does not have your same taste in music?
We did talk
about
that.
Okay, I thought
that.
So.
Because you was like, that's that Satan Symphony.
Oh, is that episode?
Yep, Satan Symphony.
Damn, that was a good episode. And that was in the car. That was in the car, too.
Yep.
Okay, that just made me think of that. I want to say you said yeah, as long as it's... I mean, yeah,
as long as you... As long as you can enjoy mine, too. You can have completely different music tastes, whatever, do you?
Nah, what if they don't enjoy yours, though? Like, they ain't disrespectful, but they just don't listen to what you listen to.
Yeah, I think we both said no.
Okay. Yeah, I definitely
said no.
Because
you said you ain't doing no country, and I'm like, that's so fucked up.
Yeah, I ain't doing no country.
No. I don't care what you say. That song I let you listen to, that man pour his soul out. I'm about to play it again.
Every country song, they pour their soul out. That's my problem with it. It's so depressing.
It's no balance.
Country is suicide music.
Oh my God, please don't start again.
Okay, you know what? This ain't even the topic. So
stick to what's at hand.
Okay, duos, hell, I could talk for 30 minutes on that.
So do you want to do that next time?
That's not what I meant. We can summarize it. Okay, instead of doing that, I give, like, if I had to pick one.
Or top three.
Top three? Top three duos to do music together?
They should have done music together.
Should have. Oh man. Okay, you go.
Biggie and Tupac should have buried the hatchet. And
okay.
They should have just made a song together.
Okay, yeah. Because they ain't got no songs together,
no,
huh?
Hell no.
Okay. Well, you know they was good friends
right,
at first.
At first.
So I figured maybe
that's
something...
when they should have made music together. Yeah. I don't know any music that I've heard them on together, though, no.
Okay. If we doing that, then I say Luther and Whitney. Hell yeah. Made a song together. A duet.
They would have made a baby together too.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he was gay, so.
You know, I keep hearing that. Well, I keep hearing that from you. It wasn't confirmed, though. So I can't go with that.
I feel like all of Hollywood knew. We just didn't know.
Yeah, I would have saw it somewhere. It still hasn't been confirmed. It's so rumory.
Yeah.
That it's just like, if it was a fact, you know, Hollywood would know. I feel like it would have got out.
I guess they was like, where's this girl? So, he must have been gay. You know?
Yeah, okay.
And that's kind of a older thing,
but it's
thing
a lot
too.
Of artists that don't have a girl or didn't have a girl. Trey just had a baby. Look at all the baby-making music he was, you know, making.
But then they got a lot of sexual assault cases, too.
yeah. Right, that's true. But at the time, you could have questioned it. But, no, people did. People questioned Usher. See, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, people definitely questioned Usher.
Yeah, Usher bisexual. Like, all right.
Is he?
Like, all right. Yeah, so then you go and then I'll go again.
I wish that Beyonce and Chris could have made a song together because I think that would have been fire.
Okay.
Because they both musically, very musically inclined.
Okay.
But you know she ain't gonna ever do a song with him.
Why?
Because of the Rihanna situation.
Why?
They just made it clear that that was, you know.
But why?
Yeah.
Rihanna forgave him?
Right. That's always fine.
Ain't Beyonce a Christian?
You know?
God forgave him?
Listen.
Okay. Okay.
It's on you.
I guess.
Put a rapper in there.
Yeah, I was about to. I'm trying to think. I feel like I've thought about this before.
I should have wrote them down for sure.
Yeah.
Because it's so many.
It's so many. That's the thing.
Kendrick
and
fucking J. Cole. They are.
Yeah, they got songs, though.
They got songs, but not a project. I want them to get on a project together. I would say that.
If that's the case, if that's the case, I'd love to see more of Big Sean and Drake. I'd love to see them do a whole project.
Yeah.
Big Sean and Drake, man.
Big Sean start making they music feed with off Janae each other. Cut out.
Yeah. Yeah, speaking of, real quick, I wouldn't mind, Abel and Janae. Stop playing with me.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Stop playing with me. Yeah.
Because Abel know how to get nasty and Janae nasty as hell.
Yo, she nasty.
She just be whispering.
Ooh, girl, you nasty. Sorry.
This baby needs some food. Yeah. Oh, Janae and Abel would be so
That's
nice.
That's what I'm saying.
So nice.
It could be sensual. It could be soulful. Like, wherever they want to take it. I even take a Janae and Erica. Miss Badu?
Hey.
Right?
Yeah. I want Ari. And Erica.
Ooh.
Because Ari sounds so much like Erica.
Yes. You could tell that Erica is an influence.
Yep.
I wouldn't mind that.
They need a
joint. And Ari has definitely grown on me. I'm becoming a fan, slowly but surely.
That's my boy.
Yeah.
Because Ari
cold.
Don't do no wrong.
She is cold.
Yeah.
Yep.
Her new album, Fire.
I feel like she'd be dope to like hang out with too.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. She seems like she got a bomb personality. Yes.
She does a lot of lives and stuff, and she is just so conversational.
Oh, I bet. Even her. And I don't know so many because I like her.
Or her, okay, her.
Yeah, I'm sorry. The artist, her. I like
she
her a lot
bomb
too.
Music with Chris
yes, and she's me. She's yes, that's true. And she's a great writer. And because she got that chemistry with Chris, like I feel like she could be dope with a lot of people.
Yeah.
Dang, off top.
Her Usher would make a good,
yes,
nice.
That's a good one.
Bedroom room.
That is
bedroom.
A, that
song.
Is a great one. Wait, no, they got a song, don't
do they?
I want to. Oh, yes. I want to say it's on my Apple Music. Hold on. It's Usher and somebody. Hold on. I'm about to look it up right now. It's,
I'm trying to find it, too.
Mm-hmm. Y'all hold up. No, that's LMA. I'm tripping. Don't waste my time. Don't waste my time. My fault, y'all. That's LMA. You heard that one?
I love LMA.
That's a good song. She's a great artist. I don't know if she writes her own music. If she does, she's a great writer.
Yeah, because her album got no skips for me. So I'm waiting on the next one.
Yeah.
But yeah her and Usher would be a nice.
Yeah, I like that. I like that a lot.
So y'all hit us up and tell me who you would have loved to see make music together. Who, you know, what kind of joint you think they would have made together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All
right. Moving forward. Top 5 rappers of all time.
That's on there?
Yep, you put it on there.
Why? I feel like we did that already.
I don't know.
We ain't do that already? We had to.
I don't think so.
No, we did singers,
remember?
We never did rappers, though?
Mm-mm.
Wow. No. Okay, that's easy. Well, you go first then. That's easy for me.
Well, I got to... Nah, you go first. It's easy.
Say less.
It's not that easy for me.
Top five?
M.
Let's say in no particular order, even though M is number... M is top two and he not two. So,
oh.
M, of all time, M, 50, got two.
50 of all time?
Yes.
I like
50
that.
50 of all time, yep. M, 50. I think I could say Drake. Drake probably in my top five. I give it to Drizzy Drake. Wayne. And then that fifth spot is a tough one. I ain't going to lie.
Because
I feel like there's a lot of honorable mentions.
Right.
And I don't want to forget nobody. I'm not a Jay-Z fan when it comes to rapping.
Damn.
He's cool. Don't get me wrong. He don't make bad music. But other than his longevity, I don't really see how he's in top five. He's not, like, the best lyricist to me. The beats is, eh. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, he never spoke to me. It never did it for me. I don't get the hype. But I get it. He's, you know.
He a legend.
Yeah, I respect it. Damn, who am I feeling? I'm forgetting somebody. And that's why I don't want to name anybody, because I'm going to be like, damn, yeah, that person too.
Yeah, I don't know who's in your
no?
all time. I don't know.
I'm forgetting somebody. That's who I am. Damn.
Banks.
Lloyd Banks? Nah.
M50. I'm trying to think who you listen to a lot.
What'd I say? M50, Drake, Wayne.
Yep.
Damn. Okay, we got to go. I got to think about that fifth person.
Okay.
I used to know it. I forgot. Or it changed over time.
Yeah, it might have changed.
I got to look through my library. Because I swear I'm forgetting somebody.
Because you got different rappers for different shit. Like, my favorite trap rapper would have been Gucci, and it would have been Dolph.
Gucci might be fifth.
Yeah.
Gucci might be fifth, now that I think about it. Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, my favorite rappers right now is different from all time.
Right.
Your brights is on. Oh. I don't know if you guys think we did that. And then rappers are grown. Like, I have a favorite rapper, like, now, but it would have been somebody different last year. You know what I'm saying? So, but of all time,
Because you was feeling Gunna hard.
I still love Gunna. It might be Gucci. Gucci got that longevity. And I got to throw a trap rapper in there. So, it might be M, 50, Drake, Wayne, Gucci. Let's go with that.
I like that.
Let's go with that.
I like that.
That's my top five.
For me, Wayne.
Yes.
Cole.
Yes.
No particular order either. Wayne, Cole, Drake.
Yes.
Shit.
Right. That's where it gets difficult.
Yeah, that's where it gets difficult for me. Because everybody know I love Gucci.
Gucci? I mean, Gucci, man, he got so many joints, dude. Old Gucci, new Gucci. And yeah. He stay dropping music. Like, bruh.
Yeah, I don't know.
Wait, so you said Wayne, Cole, Drake. So, throw Gucci in there.
Gucci.
So far.
But of all time?
So far, two, three of our top five is the same.
Yeah, I knew that would overlap.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, M? No M?
Honorable mention for me.
Okay.
For sure.
Okay. All right.
But my last spot would be a toss-up, too.
K-Dot?
Yep. You already know.
And who?
And M.
Oh, for real?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I respect that.
Especially for people I listen to a lot.
Yeah.
I got to think about that.
Yeah.
And
then K-Dot, he still making music, too.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And for that matter, so is Marshall.
Yeah, yeah.
He pop in and out.
Yeah, no, that's real.
That's
not a bad list, though. Well, hell, just I would say go with K-Dot then.
Yeah, because everybody know I love K-Dot. Man, I played that Good Kid, Bad City out.
Bruh. That's a classic.
Yeah, that mess was ridiculous.
So, is it unanimous that that's his best album? Like, everybody's favorite? Or is there a debate?
Everybody really did love To Pimp a Butterfly.
More than Good Kid, Mad City, though?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
I would think that people section... what was
Section 80? Section 80, I'm sorry.
Yeah, Section 80.
Which was, like, his first, like, on the scene.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a Drake situation where a lot of people say Nothing Was Saying, a lot of people say Take Care, right. A lot of people say this, that, and the third. I think with K-Dot, the majority
would say Good Kid,
Mad City.
That shit was insane.
It's a whole story.
It's a movie. Yeah.
Like, dude, with the
you can picture it happening.
The skits and everything after the song. Man, It's so well balanced. It's a great album.
It was a perfect album.
And I was late to it. I wish I would have caught it when it first dropped and like really been a K-Dot fan.
You used to be stubborn. I hear stuff
and I'd be like, yeah, it ain't doing it for me. I need beats. Y'all don't understand. I need great production. I need beats to get my attention. Like, yeah. Lyrics is cool, but I take whack lyrics and a great beat before I take great lyrics and a whack beat.
Yeah, because that's the just beat how I am. Yes, you.
And I need to be able to, you know, tap my foot, dance, bob my head, turn the wind, you know, let the windows down, like turn it up. Like, good lyrics. Nah. Right. I mean, you know, I love lyrics, but. I need it to be catchy.
That makes sense.
I need to ride to it. Not just feel it and then be like, oh, okay, yeah, that was a good song. That was well written. And then I keep it pushing.
Exactly.
But that's, that don't get.
Memory.
Yeah, and that don't get replays over here. You know what I'm saying? Because why? It's like certain movies. It's like, oh, okay, that wasn't a waste, but I wouldn't necessarily watch it again. Right. I'm glad I saw it, but I don't need to see it again. That's how certain songs are to me.
Because it'd be like, oh, it's a good plot, but the build-up was trash. And it waited too long.
Yeah.
And you don't enjoy
or
it.
Or maybe you don't care for the ending or something. Yeah.
Oh, the ending in the movie would kill it.
I can't stand that.
Oh, it would kill it.
I can't. Bess, I have seen so many movies where it was like, okay, okay. And then you get to like the last 10 minutes and you just like, what?
This what y'all decided?
Yeah.
It's like y'all ran out of ideas.
Bruh.
Almost like you ran out of paper.
Yeah, or you ran out of time. So you just had to end it. Yep. Like, come on, man. Yep. I can't stand that. Great movies with great potential.
I was just talking about that to Fred about shows. About how longevity shows, they be amazing. And then you get to the end and you be like, what the fuck was y'all thinking?
Yeah.
Tyler Perry did that with The Have and the Have Nots.
Okay.
They did that. To me, they did that with How to Get Away with Murder.
Really?
That sucks. They did that with Pretty Little Liars. Those was three of my top shows, and I didn't care for how none of the three ended.
Yeah, that's insane.
And then, at that point, honestly, I didn't spend 10 years with these shows, you know? Or, what you know, 5 years, whatever.
Now, okay, so let me ask you this, because you're right. That's a nice little list for you. So, you think you biased because you didn't want it to end, or it wasn't the perfect ending?
No,
the end or the end was whack, like, across the board. It was just terrible. That's interesting. Because some of your favorite shows, they all had terrible endings. This Is Us. How did that end to you?
Perfectly.
Okay.
That's what I was asking. Okay. Ending show.
Wasn't
like,
it?
Oh, y'all.
The last two episodes, really.
Absolutely.
Because I think that second to last was more of a finale than that last.
Absolutely.
Man, that's when she was walking through the train. Right? Yep. Oh, my. Yep. If that ain't one of the best episodes of any show of all time.
Yeah.
Dog. You're going to cry like 3 times on that episode alone.
Yeah,
like,
that was rough.
Man. She laid down with Jack.
And she was like, do I have to go in here?
Oh, my God. Okay,
yeah,
I'm sorry.
Rough.
Yeah.
Woo! Why are we the same person?
That mess is
so
crazy.
Ugly. Yeah, y'all. Sorry, we definitely took a little derail from top rappers.
So sorry.
But yeah, that would be mine. But to kind of like, you know, swing that way at the shows, yes. Have and Have Nots ended horribly. I'm talking, he just started killing people. Like, and when I'm telling you that he killed them, they dropped like flies.
Jeez.
Every 30 seconds, somebody else died. And you're like, wait a minute.
Yeah,
you
could have
killed them 3 episodes ago. You could have killed them last season.
Why now?
Why are they dying 30 seconds after each other? It was horrible.
Mm-hmm.
It was horrible.
I've never seen that show. I've never seen an episode.
I bet. It was fire.
Yeah.
It was fire.
I don't do too many dramas because that's a Tyler Perry, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely Tyler Perry.
That's the only drama that I did, and that's because it was comedic as well.
It was perfection.
You know?
That was a perfect show.
Yeah.
If they never had one.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, yeah, we hit y'all with a 2-for-1. Please, please, please hit us up. Social media, emails, texts. I take them. Whatever. And tell us your top 5 rappers of all time.
Snapchatty chat chat.
And I will say, too, I like Jay-Z. I do think that Jay-Z's a dope-ass rapper. He just wouldn't be in my 5.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't listen to Jay-Z often. You
right.
know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I'm not taking nothing away from, you know, who he is.
Mm-hmm.
Or nothing. I think he's amazing. I think he created a dope life for himself. And
oh,
you know,
yeah, yeah,
I think he does got a perfect-ass craft because on that God is, he snapped.
Oh, man. So, it's fun. Real quick, before we shift. I listened to that Khaled album, right?
Yes.
It was a good album. I want to say that was number 2, that song.
Was it?
Was it number 1? It was early. It was super early. It was either 1 or 2. And the reason why I remember that is because when I heard that verse, I listened to it on that Friday when the album dropped. I said, this verse gonna go viral. I said, this verse is hard. He's spitting. Some of the stuff he's saying.
God did.
Yeah, I knew what you mean. Because that's the name of the album, too. Yeah, that's what I thought. And that's why I remember that. Cause that verse, it caught me immediately. I'm like, oh, this is bananas. And that's what I'm saying. Like, Jay-Z ain't whack. Don't mishear me. He's not a top to me personally. Like, I don't see it. We can go bar for bar. I can give you any other, like, top five, top 10 rapper, and we can go bar for bar, and I just don't see you giving me more bars or more, oh, you know, this is what Jay-Z did. I'm going to just come back with another one, like, okay, well, this is what Drake did. This is what Wayne did. You know what I'm saying? And Jay-Z, so he just don't really, for me, fall into that top 10, really. But I get it. You know what I'm saying? Sort of.
Yeah. the reason why J. Cole would be top for me is because, I mean, everybody know how much I love J. Cole, but not only that, dude don't miss on a feature.
Yeah,
that
real.
Nigga is crazy on a feature. That's like, real. You put him on a feature, like, you got a hit automatically. Mm-hmm. I can't believe I forgot, but Wale'll be up there for me too. Can't believe I forgot
That'd
Wale.
That'd probably be in Duty's top five of all
time. Yeah, Wale definitely get an honorable mention for me.
Okay.
I fucking love Wale.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why he ain't putting nothing out recently? Where he been?
He ain't put nothing out? Yeah, he did something recently.
A project?
I don't know if it was a full project or if it was just a song.
Okay.
He
been quiet though, right?
September 14th, he did a single. But he featured on that.
I still think I'm forgetting somebody, but we have to double back. I swear. And I'm going to be so mad because, like, oh, duh.
Are you a Nas fan?
No.
Jada fan?
No. And that's another thing. Like, I ain't got nothing against, like, old school rappers either. So don't think that. Pac, you know, I like Pac.
Fuck Pac! My dumbass!
Pac, Biggie,
Yeah. Pac definitely is.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That go without saying.
Mm-hmm.
But you know when you under the pressure, like, oh, pick.
Yeah.
You think of what's new age
more
right
recent,
now.
Yep.
But of all time, yeah, Pac definitely up there for me.
If I had to pick a favorite, like, 90s or old
And I'm
school.
Taking Pac over Biggie every time.
Yeah?
Yep.
I used to take Pac over Biggie, no question, but I started listening to more Biggie, and I'm like, man, he was a storyteller. He painted a picture.
Oh, yeah.
To me, they neck and neck. It just depends on the vibe you're looking for.
Okay.
So it used to be Pac, now it's right there. They both right there.
Damn, I can't believe I didn't say him.
Yeah.
Okay. We can.
So you taking K-Dot out or Gucci out? It's one of them two I know you taking out. Because you got Wayne, Cole, Drake. And then, who you? Come on now.
Who am I taking out?
You guys are taking because you had K Dot and you had Gucci.
Damn.
Hey.
My trapper or my woke rapper.
Hey.
Woo.
You brought
shit.
This on yourself.
Damn. Oh, not the Gucci. I heard.
You probably got to take Gucci out.
Yeah, I would have
you
had
to. You got to, yeah.
Yeah, I would have to take Gucci out. Because Kendrick can't
Pac.
Go. Yeah, Kendrick can't go.
K-Dot
nowhere.
And Pop. Okay.
Okay, I'm out of here.
Damn, but who you turning up to? Oh, Wayne. You can turn up to Wayne.
Yeah, Wayne got everything.
Yeah, I was
Wayne
gonna say,
got sad music, happy music.
Out of those top five, because all you need is Let's Do It.
Drake and Wayne. You know what I'm saying?
Drake and Wayne,
Drake and Wayne on the list together.
Yeah. Yeah, you just can't listen to no trap rap. You can't go Moody's Bricks.
Damn.
But you be straight. Wayne, he talk about
a little bit.
He make you want to feel like a drug dealer a little
right.
bit. Okay.
But you stay in your lane.
Oh, yeah,
you
definitely.
You moved on from that.
Yes. All right.
I'm going to go listen to The Block Is Hot when I'm feeling it.
The Block Is Hot.
Why was he doing that?
Bruh, hot as hell.
Who told him to do that in the studio?
That man was what, 15 when he did that? 14, 16?
That man's
Dude,
crazy.
He know all that. Man, Wayne. Whoo. He Wayne for a reason.
Yeah.
And ain't fell off not once.
Just them dreads.
Boy.
Something falling out.
He look like a roach. That mess is crazy.
Rude.
Oh, speaking of, Jay-Z needs to cut his hair too. Because why Beyonce?
She
that gorgeous. And she allowed that.
He channeling his Basquiat.
He's already ugly. And now your hair look like a broccoli.
He's not that ugly.
Jay-Z is ugly.
He's
1 to
not.
10. Stop playing with me. 1
Jay-Z
to 10.
Jay-Z like a.
Now ain't no like a. 1 to 10.
Jay-Z like a.
Say it. Lie. Lie to your bestie. I dare you to. He look like Joe Campbell. Don't do that.
Jay-Z like a.
He's a solid 2.5. Say
no,
it.
No, he ain't.
Best.
Jay-Z a 5 on everything.
Wow.
Jay-Z a 5.
Wow.
And his money take him up to a 9.
Nah, hell no. Money ain't got nothing to do with it. We talking about looks.
Looks, Jay-Z easily about 5.5. He's not that bad. He's not that bad.
I ain't never heard that. Okay. You right.
He really not. No.
Give me another five then so I know who to compare it to. Another celebrity. That's a five.
That's a five. Jay-Z, like a five.
What's Cole? And don't, because he your favorite. How he look? Cole attractive?
Yeah. Well, I think Cole, but people think Cole is ugly.
Yeah, Cole. I ain't, you know.
Oh, you were tripping.
Cole, I wouldn't look at him and be like, oh, yeah, you definitely
cool. It's just his hair.
It ain't even just that. When he had the low cut. Five. Cole, ain't he cross-eyed sometimes?
When did he go cross-eyed?
I'm pretty sure Cole is either lazy eye or cross-eyed. Yes. A little bit. It's something with one of his eyes. A little bit. No, I'm dead ass. Y'all know what I'm talking about. One eye is like wider than the other or something. I promise. Sometimes. I promise you. Look it up.
Unless it's
just a look that he has. I'm telling you. We're going to Google some images.
We need to ask other people.
What's K-Dot then?
K-Dot like a 7.
Man, you biased, dude. K-Dot is not no damn 7.
I got to look at him again. Maybe he a 5 too. I don't know. But Jay-Z really not as ugly. He's never been butt ass ugly to me.
With them lips and that nose.
He
look like a camel.
He got European. I mean, not European. He got Afrocentric.
Don't do that. Like, no. Hmm. Don't do that. Because there are plenty of Afrocentric black people who are attractive. And Jay-Z is not one of them.
He's not bad.
Then why Nas call him ugly in that diss? You don't just call another man ugly unless you feel like he's ugly.
Yeah, because Nas is fine as shit.
And Nas is not the only person to call Jay-Z ugly. Everybody calls Jay-Z ugly.
Oh, yeah. Kendrick about a 5, 2.
So, K-Dot and Jay-Z on the same?
Pretty much. I just looked at this picture. I'm like, damn.
You're disrespectful.
Not Kendrick Lamar Duckworth. Yeah.
Y'all disrespectful.
Yeah, K-Dot,
hey.
The hot.
B, I know we can count on you.
Oh, fine. Don't play with me.
Okay, real quick. B, I need you to email us and rate K-Dot, rate Jay-Z, rate Cole. Who else? Is that it?
Nah, do 50, because you know I love 50. You say everybody think 50 ugly.
Everybody do think 50 ugly.
That's fine. People are crazy.
So that goes to show that Bess, her opinions are a little different. That's okay, because you are the only person I ever hear to say 50 is fine.
No, bitches love 50.
For his butt, for the neck and below. Yes, they do. You're absolutely right.
Wow.
From what I've heard.
That's so sad.
I've never heard somebody say, ooh, 50 is so handsome.
He's so handsome.
He looks nice in his suit. When he an executive on Power and he got the fresh cut and he on the red carpet, he looked like he clean and, you know. But 50's face.
I would be okay waking up to him. Wouldn't turn over and be like, oh.
I now, hear Kodak. You. Okay. Well, okay, what's Kodak then?
Kodak's like a 3. Kodak like a 2.5.
Kodak is one of the ugliest people you will ever see.
Listen.
He looks like a roach.
Exactly. Like, yeah. Let's not even do that.
Kodak is hit.
And I used to think that Wayne looked nice, but Wayne definitely looked terrible now.
And then he only getting older. When he's 60, all them face tattoos exactly. And them blonde dreads. Yeah, that's going to be bad.
Bessie not going to have no dreads by 60.
Oh, speaking of, R.I.P. Coolio.
Oh, mm-hmm. Fuck. Coolio wasn't cute either.
That's where you take that?
I mean, while we was already discussing it. I'm sorry. R.I.P. to Coolio.
No, you're right. That's going to be the episode name. Oh, fuck. Coolio wasn't cute either. R.I.P. in parentheses.
Damn. I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
It just came out. I was like, oh, did I say that? Oh, my God. Wow. Okay.
Yes. Okay. B.
Yeah. Jay-Z, damn near fine compared to Coolio.
Okay. So, Kodak. I don't want to overwhelm her. Give us Jay-Z. Give us K-Dot. Give us J. Cole. Give us Coolio. Give us Kodak? Oh, no. 50. 50 and Kodak. Fuck it. Give us 6.
If you can. She gonna have to rewind it. And go.
Oh, you definitely got to rewind it. Yeah. She gonna take notes.
Oh, B. Yes, B take notes.
You do take notes. You did say
India?
That.
India? Yes. Shout out to India because India be listening to us at work.
So. Yes. Thank you, India. Please give us those ratings. 1 to 10. Please. And don't do the money. Don't do the none of that. Just if you saw him on the street. Yeah. Right? You agree?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah. Okay. That shit funny.
And do Jay-Z with the hair, with the broccoli top.
Not with the Basquiat. Nah, give me Cole with the cut. Everybody want to Cole
with
the cut.
That's fine. I'll give you that. If you give me Jay-Z with the Basquiat, I'll give you Cole with the cut.
And give me Kodak fresh in the morning, breath stinking.
Hell no, he already ugly.
Exactly, terrible.
Okay, wait, he just cut his dreads though, so before or after?
He looked worse with it cut. At that point, he should have.
Them wigs was hit. Could you imagine going on a job interview with them wigs? I think about that all the time. Wigs. No, I think about that all the time. Bess, when we was in Florida, that's the thing down here.
Right.
Down there. Especially when I was in Miami for a couple weeks. Like, it's,
oh, yeah. It's crazy.
Like, you lame if you don't have wigs, pretty exactly. much. And I'm just like, what type of jobs y'all working?
And they be working, though.
Oh, Jesus.
All right, y'all. We get way. I'm so sorry. Sorry to Coolio.
Oh, fuck. Coolio wasn't cute. Not wasn't. Because I just told you that man died. So you was in your right mind. You knew what you were saying.
Not in your right mind. I'm so sorry. Wow. Okay. Yes, I was very much in my right mind, but it was kind of a like
knee-jerk reaction.
Yeah. It was like, let me tell Best that later. Whoop, came out now.
Yes. It was like a Kevin Hart. Damn.
Exactly, yeah. Like, damn, because I seen his face and I was like, whoo, okay, yeah. All right, yeah. Coolio. Yeah. Oh, shit. Okay, sorry.
Coolio, never mind. Coolio or Wayne? Coolio, yes.
Wayne.
Really?
Hell yeah.
With the face tats and everything.
Wayne Dibner fine compared to Coolio.
Coolio or Kodak then, since you want to play?
Coolio.
Wow. Give me a, okay, Welvin or Kodak?
Motherfucking Kodak. Are you kidding me? Welvin, okay, don't start with me, no. No, because last time, what did you ask me on a pod about Welvin? Some real disrespectful shit.
Listen, when I tell you that was one of the funniest moments, if we ever did the best of, that's got to be on there. That's when, that was Menage a Trois Part 2, when Duty was on there. Because you were so irritated. I was like, come on, best Welvin. You was like, no, you come on.
No, fuck you. I was so mad at you. You best, come on. No, you come on. You going to let them do it to you?
That's exactly what you said.
Oh, shit.
When I tell you that when I get a chance, I'm going to go back and I'm going to replay that episode for myself. I'm going to go listen to it. That mess was hilarious.
Motherfucking Kodak looked like LL compared to Welvin. What the fuck? Sorry to that man. Anywho.
No, you come on.
You made me so mad. Because how would you rather kept getting worse? Like, God
right,
damn.
Right.
Okay. Whew. Okay. Jeez, I don't even know where we should go next.
What you got? What you want to do? Let's do something good. It's important.
I like that one.
Let's do that.
Do it. Or this one. That's quick.
We can do that. That's quick.
All right, so moving forward quick.
You gotta tell me where you got that from, too. You said Twitter? I thought you said you saw it somewhere.
I did.
Okay, go ahead.
So social media was going crazy about this girl basically saying that she ended her friendship with her good friend because she wasn't ever on time to stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So social media was in a frenzy about it. Everybody was, giving their opinion on, oh, yeah, I can't stand people being late, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
So I just, of course, I put it in the pot because everybody know Bess is super punctual. I'm talking whatever time you got to be at a spot, Bess going to be there 15 minutes early.
Mm-hmm.
And I am super not punctual.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I promise y'all, and Bess can really back me up, I have every intention on being on time. I swear some shit just be getting out of hand. Like, it's always something that just happened. Nigga get a flat tire.
Mm-hmm.
I need gas. Yeah. Whatever. Best just buffers that in.
Yeah.
Yes,
yes.
And what I will say is over the years, I have learned to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll get up earlier. I'll get dressed earlier. I'll pick out an outfit the night before, whatever, mm-hmm. Just to be on time. And y'all, your girl was on time last night. I was early to the escape room.
Yeah, sort of, yeah.
No?
I mean, you was early based on
their time.
But not what we had planned. You wasn't early. But you was on time.
Not what we planned.
Well, yeah, because I said we got to be in the lobby at 8:40. Remember?
8:45.
No. My text said, you said, where we got to be at 8:40. I sent you the address. And then you was like, okay. And then I was like, but we got to be in the lobby at that time. You was like, okay.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got to the lobby at 8:45.
Yeah. So, okay, that makes more sense then. Yeah. Because I think you got on the elevator like 8:41, I think I heard y'all.
Yeah.
Or something like that. 8:42 or something like that. Oh, you said 8:45 when y'all got to the lobby?
Probably.
Okay.
It might have been 8:42.
Okay. Then, to your recollection, you was on time. It was just a misunderstanding between us then. Okay. But, yes, you was not late for the room, though, which is what's important.
Yes.
Yes, Bess is trying, but go ahead.
Yes.
Before I get into all that.
Yes.
All right, now.
Yeah.
It only took her 12 years, but that's cool.
Yeah, shit, that's what's important. Onwards and upwards.
Jesus.
me personally,
well, you always late. Why would you give a damn?
Exactly. Period. We're gonna be late together.
Right.
I do have friends that's mad late, and to the point where I'm early because they're late.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. I feel like you know your friends. You know what I'm saying? So when I have events or whatever, I would literally tell best of real time. But if I know everybody else, I would literally tell them 3 hours before.
Yeah.
If I want everybody at my house, y'all, by 9 o'clock, I'm going to tell everybody 6:30.
Yeah.
Because I know by 9 o'clock, everybody going to be on time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I tell best, hey, best, you know, 9 o'clock, best going to be here at 8:40.
Right,
so,
right,
right. you learn your friends. Shit. I learn who to invite to shit, who not to. It's kind of the same thing where, to me, I put it in the same category as, like, friends who always flake,
mm-hmm.
who they don't never make it to shit.
Yeah.
Versus, you know, people that every time you invite them, they show up.
Right.
You know, you just know your friends. Shit. So, you know.
I get that take. Mine's a little different.
Oh, I already know.
No, you know, I'm not mad at that take.
It's depend on what it is.
It depends on what it is. It depends on the type of person you are. I mean, you so easygoing, and you accept people for how they are, and I agree that's how it should be.
And I'm a communicator, though.
Yeah.
And some people just don't communicate. Yeah. That's going to be a problem.
My issue is, you know, yes, know your friends, learn your friends, but they should also know you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And I feel like that should not be a two-way street. Like, why do I have to accept that this is how you are every single time when you know that I don't like it? So why not meet me halfway? Don't be late every time.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Otherwise, I feel like it's just a two-way street. Or I feel like it's a one-way street. I'm sorry. I feel like it should be a two-way street.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Not only that, I would feel like I'm not a priority.
Yeah.
If I invite you because I want you there, I want you there.
Mm-hmm.
So if you late, I feel like I'm just playing. I would feel like I'm not a priority because it's like, why can't you be on time? I told you this time. Now you didn't miss this, that, and the third. Or you, I mean, because I think it's so rude for somebody to have you in mind and say, hey, I want you here. Reach out. Hey, please be here. This is the time. Da, 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 da. And that's not even getting on what type of event it is.
Mm-hmm.
Like, don't mess around. Let it be a wedding or something like that.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But if it's just, hey, I'm inviting you.
Mm-hmm.
And that person is just so nonchalant about it, or they just, I think that is one of the most rudest things you can do to a friend who took the time out to reach out to you. And so that's why with me, like, yeah, like, obviously I've accepted how you are,
mm-hmm.
and I'll stress if it is something that's more important.
Hey, y'all, he all right, best. Now,
yeah,
for real.
Yeah, like, hey, you got to be there at this time now.
Yeah.
But if it's just like, yeah, I mean, I don't necessarily give you an earlier time. I just don't feel like a person should have to do that. I get what you're saying, but if I got to go through all of that, then that's just too much.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm going to give you the time.
But I do if you feel choose like you to be give late, me a leeway that you, to me,
well,
like
I know you
if
though.
If you was making another friend, you wouldn't do that. You wouldn't, they wouldn't even get that. You know what I mean?
What you mean?
Like, to me, I just feel like you kind of been with me. You've been with me.
Oh, yeah. And it don't make a break. Like, it don't make you a bad friend. You know what I'm saying? Because it ain't like, you know, God forbid somebody passed and I needed you there at a certain time and you wasn't, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you ain't a bad friend because
of it. Like, I'm here though.
Yeah, right. You move slow. It is what it is.
Yeah.
Like, that don't mean you got a bad personality. It don't make you a bad person. Like, everybody ain't got to be punctual like me. We gonna have differences. That don't mean I'm trying to lose a friendship over it. You know, it just,
it's gonna definitely depend though.
It depends. It definitely depends. Like, if I needed you and, especially knowing how I feel about it. And that's why I say it should be a two-way street. Because you say, know your friends, accept your friends. Yes, I agree. They should do the same for you. Ooh, I know she's going to want me on time. I know he going to want me on time. I was late the last 5 times. Let me not. Because at that point, you're taking advantage of the friendship.
Exactly.
You know?
I get that.
So.
And that's why I'm extra careful. Like, I was downtown for that.
Scavenger hunt.
Yep, I was downtown early to the point where we just went and grabbed something to eat.
Yeah.
You know, to wait on you to get here.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
Yeah, and I did misjudge that, though. We ended up leaving late and had to find, it took us longer than expected to find parking. So, yeah.
Yeah, parking was ridiculous. Yeah. So, I just parked in the garage.
I didn't expect the turnout to be like that. There was a lot of people.
It was a lot of people. And they was dressed up.
A lot of them was dressed up, yeah. Yep.
But yeah, man, I definitely have worked on that because I know that about you. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? So I try to be, like, I was on Fred's ass. Like, bro, we have to go. Get your ass in the car.
What's funny is that I told her that because you sent me the snap saying what you're saying with mm-hmm. the video. And
I got in the car. I started the car. No. He was like, where you at?
No, look, I told her. I'm like, Bess sent me this, but I know Bess. She's going to make him get dressed real quick. I'm like, I know Bess. Watch. And I'm glad because I wanted y'all there. I'm like, Bess is dramatic. She's not coming by herself. Lo and behold, two of y'all show up in the mall. I'm like, I know Bess. I'm telling you. And I don't blame you.
I was ready. I was prepared to go without.
Yeah, yeah. No, I know that. No,
when I got in the car, it was 8:05. And I was proud. I'm like, we got plenty of time to make it. It's a 20-minute drive. Mm-hmm. We'd be cool. But I'm like, bro, I'm pulling out. He heard the car start. He's like, oh, shit. He hurried up and got outside. Yeah, I'm like, man. Yeah, we got to go.
Dude. And, you know, we was talking about that, just being punctual and whatnot. To me, it's stressful when you on the go, when you feel like you're rushing, when you feel like you're going to be late. Now,
and you get to forget important shit.
You forget things. And not only that, it's the difference between taking the scenic route and then just rushing, getting there the quickest. Like, life is already short. I want to lay back. I want to see everything. I want to take it all in. If I'm rushing because I got to be there and I'm running late, I feel like I'm missing stuff.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And like I said, life is just too short. So I want to take it all in. And so I like being there early. I like people watching. I like not missing anything. I can chill. It's so relaxing. And it's a peace of mind when it's like, oh, we got time.
Exactly.
I love it. And that's why I'm always early for stuff.
And I already knew.
Or like you said, traffic, accidents, trains, parking. You just never know. Yeah,
you gotta make a buffer for that.
Yeah. Unexpected stuff. There's been plenty of times where I left. It was overkill. Knowing it's a 20-minute drive, I left 40 minutes early and still made it on time because of life.
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah. Plus, lastly, moms is always late for stuff, and it never like bothered me like that, but I just always grew up saying like, yeah, I don't want to do that. I don't like that.
It's just rude to me. I can't say that my mom was always late because we ain't go nowhere.
Damn.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we just didn't go nowhere. If we did go somewhere, we went to church, and somehow we was always mm-hmm. fucking early to that.
My mom, she's still late to stuff. I feel like my mom will be late for my wedding. If I was ever to get married, I feel like she'd be late. And it'll suck because she'd just be so nonchalant about it. She'd just walk in like,
"But I'm here,
I'm
though.
I'm sorry, son. I'm here, though." That's exactly what she would say. I'm here, though.
That's hilarious.
Well, I'm here now, son. Like, okay.
You're going to be so irritated. But
missing the whole point.
You're going to, like, forget it.
So that's probably part of it, too. It's just so rude to me. I don't know.
So, yeah, I'll be curious to see what other people think about that, especially mm-hmm. people who have friends that's just...
I feel like most people don't really trip.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm just punctual, and that's just important to me. And I feel like it's not necessarily important to a lot of people.
Yeah, but like you said, you know, everything that you find important or, you know, that your friend finds important is not going to be important to each other.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, give or take. I'm not a sensitive person. I mean, I'm not a... That's a lie. Jesus. You know what I meant. Bess is not a sensitive person, but Bess know I am.
Yeah.
So he'll be a little bit more sensitive with me because he knows that I'm sensitive, you know?
Yeah.
And he ain't necessarily got to deal with that, you know? He could be like, all right, man, I don't want to deal with this, but, you know.
But I know you, though. Like, yeah. I know that you feel stuff hard. Certain stuff.
Yeah, certain stuff be hitting me, man. Yeah. But we going to end on the word of the week.
Word of the week, baby.
I know we weren't going to get through number four topic.
Oh, you know what? We probably got to take a break real quick. A little ad, because 60... Oh, minutes. Never mind. We good. Right? Oh, shoot. Four segments is 60 minutes. Yeah, 60 minutes. Yeah.
So, did they update it again? Because remember, it just rolled.
It used to roll. Yep.
Ain't that some shit?
All right. So, a little ad real quick.
Yeah, y'all. We going to... Take a break for an ad since it's going to cut us off in a couple minutes, and then we'll be right back with the word of the week.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, all right, all right.
Yeah.
You going to learn today.
Yeah.
No?
K-Hart.
All right, y'all. About to...
Thick as grits. Yeah, you know it, girl. You thick as grits. Thick as grits. You better show it, girl. You thick as grits. Come on, let's get this deal, man.
You need to be somebody producer already. That was just the intro.
I want to make beats so bad. And it was off the dome. I want to make beats so bad.
Hey, man, get with Dom. I be trying to tell you.
Oh, you did say that.
Yeah.
You did say that. I know some local rappers too.
Yeah, Dom about to drop his album he been working on next week.
Producing or rapping or
producing.
Both? For real? Wait, so he just dropping instrumentals or?
Nah, he on the album with a rapper.
Oh, man. That's what's up.
Yeah, his beat's cold. I mean, he got his beats on the outro, mm-hmm. so you already know.
Yeah, yep, I heard that. Wait, I thought he didn't do a beat for us?
Yeah, the one on the outro.
That's what I thought. I'm thinking, when you say outro, I'm thinking you hits outro, their podcast.
Oh, no.
No, yeah, that's what I thought. I'm like, there's wait, he did? Much. Yes, you're right. Yes, he did. Yep.
All right, y'all, let's hit you with it.
And now, Jordy's word of the week.
What's good, y'all? It's your boy, Malk, the Alk. It happens more often than I, would think it should happen. No, it's kind of weird, but y'all ever had like a thought or seen something and you're listening to music and literally like seconds later the song changed and it's that thought you had or what you saw? So, for instance, I don't know, I was thinking about some random shit and I'm like, man, what's love got to do with it? And I tell you, like, 5 seconds later, Tina Turner came on in my playlist. And I probably even, since I downloaded, probably heard the song 2 times. But Tina Turner came on. Like, what's love got to do with it? I'm like, get the fuck out of here. Like, what are the odds? You know what I'm saying? And it happens frequently. But just different songs, different ideas, and shit like that. It's crazy how, you know, the universe works like that. I hope I ain't the only crazy person that has had things like that happen frequently, or at least happen at all. How about y'all?
Yeah, yay.
Do they?
Meanwhile, we got like 12 word of the weeks that we got to go through, because he send them regularly, but we
back
don't
to back to back to back.
but we don't record regularly.
We're working on it. I swear we are.
So we got plenty. Yeah, dude, you are not crazy. I just want to say that I encounter situations like that every day, sometimes multiple times throughout the day. More so, like, I'll say something or I'll talk about a movie and then it'll come on like later that night. Because I even did research and I think it's called like synchronization or something. So, yeah, man, I don't know. Sometimes,
yeah, but did he say it out loud, you know?
What's love got to do with it?
Yeah. Is he saying he said it out loud?
No, I think he said he was thinking. He said he was thinking, man, like, he was thinking about something random. He was like, man, what's love got to do with it? Like, thinking that to himself.
Right.
Because, from my understanding, it was just him. Unless he was talking to himself.
Which, that's...
I mean, it happens. You know. Yeah, why you say that?
Because, of course, the things that you say out loud, you see. You know, it comes up. You will say something about, oh, man, I need some new shelving for the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden you hop on Facebook and be like, shelves. And I'm like, oh, yeah, our phones definitely listen to us.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I think sometimes I'm a clairvoyant. I just need to tap into it, figure out how to control it.
Okay, I said, let me go shuffle some cards.
No, it literally happens every day for me. And yeah. I just don't talk about it. But Boo Thang, she see it all the time. She's like, dude, you a psychic. I don't know why you won't just embrace it.
I know.
I'm just like, because I don't know how. Just like, so yeah, but I mean.
I want to be a gypsy for Halloween, but shoot, I ain't going to be playing.
And it'd be the most random stuff, too.
Yeah.
Like, random. Not just, oh yeah, that's clearly a coincidence. Like, nah, it'd be too on the money, like, on the head. Like, what the hell?
They have been on the say, oh, everybody got, you know, psychic abilities or whatever. Mm-hmm. People just don't know how to, like you said, tap into it.
Yep.
Because, man, I went to see a psychic once. I swear that lady been living with me my whole life. Mm. Man, she was scary.
Yeah, I want to. I don't believe in that for real.
That shit'll scare you best.
Yeah, I think it's a scam. But I am curious to experience. Like, I wouldn't go in there. Like, I would be skeptical, but I wouldn't be, like, rude or disrespectful. I would be curious.
And she, it's crazy because she'll pick up on your skepticism, and she'll pick up on your skepticism and then tell you something that you know. You'll be like, no fucking way. Like, I get up and leave right now.
Yeah, see, I got to experience that for myself. That's like ghosts. Like, you know, you got people who definitely believe in ghosts. I'm like, well, I ain't seen it, so I don't believe in it. Yeah. I ain't experienced it at all.
And I think I told you. I think I told you about, like, the lady out there. It's close to your house. We should go.
We definitely should go. I've been wanting to go since forever. Like, over a decade now. Because I've always been curious as to how they do it, what it looks like. Is it like TV? You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm curious.
You know, I told you we went after my grandpa died.
Yeah.
And one of the main things, she was like, your dad said you put something in his jacket pocket and he got the message. My mama had wrote him a letter and put it in his suit jacket at the funeral. Mm. That's nobody knew that. I didn't even know that.
Yeah, I don't know.
And she said that and we was like, what the fuck?
I don't know. Hell? They be having but it's the same thing with magicians. You standing there watching it and you like, damn, wait a minute, how? There's a way.
Right.
That's just me.
But how?
There's something exactly. Like that? There's a way.
But how?
Okay.
She didn't know she was
coming. Ask Chris Angel how. This man just levitated right in front of you.
Yeah.
He a freak or is he a great magician?
He's a great magician, but that shit...
I hear you, and I could be wrong, but...
Yeah, you definitely got to experience for yourself.
It's been known that then, like, it's clearly a scam.
Check it. I told you, I was like, she was like, be careful for... Your grandpa said, be careful of your right hand tonight. Mm-hmm. Like, you're going to hurt your hand, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And we was walking to some building. It had, like, old, you know, wooden handles with the iron in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
My mama swung it too fast and hit that hand. Later that night, this is after I left her, she said, your grandpa said, baby, watch your hand. Like, be careful.
You don't feel like that was in your head?
Hell no. Nah.
I hit my hand every day. Every single day. I hit my hand earlier today. Yeah. My right hand at that. You don't feel just, like that just that seed was planted? I hear you, but when you looking for something and that's what they're there for.
Right.
When you looking for it, everybody going there is a skeptic. That's easy. They easily pick. But have you ever seen Ghost with Whoopi Goldberg?
Yeah. But some people...
She was great at her job.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Some people go religiously, too. You know?
Yeah.
The people believing that and whatever. And then...
I got to talk to my psychic this
excuse
week.
Excuse me. I like the fact that they do free readings, too. It's mm-hmm. not all about profit for them. Because, right. you know, I
not
guess...
Not the first one.
Yeah. I don't know, man. That shit freaked me out. I ain't been back, so it ain't like that.
Why you ain't
game.
Go back?
I was scared. Shit, that shit scared the fuck out of me.
But if she can give you some answers and you believing in it, then why not?
Yeah, I would.
That's like making progress with your therapist and like, nah, I'm doing too well. I'm good. I'm leave you alone.
Yeah, I was like,
You was scared?
Yeah, I definitely was, miss.
But if she has answers for you and you was saying that she had you.
Yeah, I was like, maybe I should just figure this out on
my own. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
You had the exact opposite reaction. We should go. No, we should definitely go. And like I said, I would not be rude. None of that. Yeah. Like, it wouldn't be a game to me. Like, I would be open. I'm curious.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Like, make me a believer.
So if we walk in and she tell you something about your childhood with your grandma that only nobody knew but y'all.
It'd have to be extremely specific, Bess, because everything you just named me was pretty general. Like, there's a way to do that. You know, it'd have to be like... I mean, you know what I'm saying? Something.
Because she actually did, what made me go see her in person is because I was on the phone with my mama one time she went.
Yeah.
And she said something to me and I was like, no fucking way.
Mm.
And then that's what made me want to go see her.
Yeah.
And then I went for my free reading and then that shit scared the fuck out of me and I ran for the hills.
We can go to the same lady.
Bet. Hopefully she's still living.
Damn. She was old?
It's been a long time.
How old was she?
She was probably like 60 something.
Was she, she look like Julio?
No, she's white.
Yeah.
Everybody in there white.
See, I'm going to a sister.
Okay, well, shit. That was the like Rhonda and Linda them. That, listen.
Nah, okay. I want to go to her. I'm curious.
So, yeah.
Yeah, it take a lot.
That was so far left field, but hope that answers your question, Duty. Happens to us all the time. All right, man. Before we get up out of here, man.
She can...
To add to the deal, what?
As soon as I walk in, oh my gosh, I'm getting something. You're well endowed, aren't you?
Tell my man,
how'd you know?
You can see it, and then you're going to be a believer.
I'm going to be a believer. Oh, my God, it's real. How'd she know?
Fuck you. I would drag you out of there. Best, let's go. We're not staying.
No way. She has more for me, I'm sure.
You came in here with no drawers and gray sweatpants. Let's go.
I like where this is going.
I'm listening.
You have my attention.
Get the fuck out of here, man. She told you that you got a motherfucking rose tattoo on your booty cheek. She ain't never seen you a day in your life, and you don't believe her. But all of a sudden, she, you're well endowed. How'd you know?
How'd you know?
Get my out bad. Of here.
My fault.
Something's wrong with you, dude.
So sorry.
Oh, my God. Okay, y'all. My bad. Bess is crazy. So, to get into the ridiculousness, and then we're going to get out y'all here.
Yeah. I'm tired of talking about this.
Okay. We talk about this every month.
I know.
Thoughts on Nick Cannon continuously having kids. Financial presence. Effect on the BMs, kids.
Yeah, I just didn't want to lose, sense. Like, some of my thoughts on that. Okay, so I'll be brief.
Please.
I believe a person can have 1,000 kids if they can take care of them. Otherwise, I feel like it's selfish for you to have kids and not be able to be there financially. Mm-hmm. But my issue, my concern, is where it goes beyond financial. I believe
presence
being there, presence. I believe, yes, I believe that is more important than finances. So
yes.
Nick Cannon is rich
as fuck.
Clearly, Nick is good. He can have 100 of them things.
But a baby mama was complaining about financial stuff with him.
Okay, now hold on. Before we get into that, yes. So he's good. Before I don't know. So as far as we know. Okay, I don't know how he manages finances, but Nick has the money to take care of a bunch of kids.
Absolutely.
But how you gonna be there? Especially when you got ghetto twins. You having babies kind of back to back, right?
Back.
So, you working. So, how are you flying here, being with this kid, just to fly somewhere else, be with that kid? You don't think that that's unfair? That's a concern. Another concern is, you're a role model.
Absolutely.
Now, I get it's 2022, you know, traditions, old school. I get all of that. But aren't we supposed to get married, then have kids? Not only that, didn't our moms tell us?
He said he was already married once, he ain't doing it again.
That's fine. But why not just have a bunch of kids with one woman? Why are we? Because
they divorce each other.
No. Pick a woman after that and have a bunch of kids. Why are we jumping from different women? Because at the end of the day...
And why they all favor?
At the end of the day, black moms for sure, boy, don't spread your seed everywhere.
Right.
That's what they said. That's exactly what he's doing. Why? My question is why.
Yeah.
My question is just why. If you want a bunch of kids, okay, I get that part. But why they gotta be by different women that you have no intent on being with? I don't. That's the part I don't get. And so what I was saying is, you're a role model. Like, this is what you showing young men to do.
Yeah.
As long as you got the money, have sex with a bunch of women unprotected and have a bunch of kids. What about the time spent?
That was my biggest concern.
Not only that, how you gonna explain that to them? Oh yeah, I got 2 siblings over there, 3 over there. I'm embarrassed for Mariah and her kids. Because now you got 7 half siblings by I don't know how many women, 4, 5, 6. How do you explain that? That's not okay, dude. You affect a lot of people doing that. Why not just pick a woman and have a bunch of kids with her? Whatever.
And then what's concerning too, because it's not like he's having one kid with each of the women. He's having 3 kids with this one.
Yeah.
2 kids.
Twins
with this
were
one.
Here.
Yep.
I do.
Then one of the kids died and he had another one right after that. I said, what
that
the fuck?
That is so selfish and inconsiderate.
Because you can't even cater to that.
She's still grieving.
Absolutely.
You got another baby, but guess who's still grieving over here? That's still your family. She carried your seed. That's your family right there.
Yep.
But you can't be there because you over here making another baby. Yep. Got you. I can't respect that.
Exactly. And then, like you said, the ghetto twins thing, you having a baby with this woman. So you over here, you taking maternity pictures. And then, you know, y'all doing your thing. But then you leave her with a newborn and because you got another newborn.
Right.
And I'm like, hell. And then y'all don't all live in the same city.
Exactly.
Like, it's only one of you.
It's one of you. You still got to work to provide. Not only that, you got to.
He's busy as fuck.
He got to. You got to work for the next 18 years. At least.
Yep.
You got to. Unless you invest and your money makes it for you.
And these women damn near look a lot alike.
Like, dude.
Woman to woman.
And they ain't no better.
Yes. Damn, and gold diggers. That's a lot of people said that. A lot of people was like, you know, we blaming Nick. We putting point of finger at Nick. But after the second, third baby mama.
You okay?
So why are the women getting blamed?
So where your daddy at? Because I want to talk to him. He cool with his daughter just being a BM and, oh, I got a baby by Nick. I'm doing all right.
I'm straight.
That's all I do. Because that's how I raised you?
Because I'm like, okay, what else do these women do?
Yeah.
The one lady that just had another kid, and this is her third kid by Nick Cannon. What's going on?
My thing is not even just that, but expect more. You about to go out here and meet a dude and just have a baby by him and not have any intent on being with him? And what does that say it's about you as a woman?
Money. It's clearly the woman.
That's what I'm saying. Like, mm-hmm. I don't want to overstep, but I feel like that's a lack of self-respect. Like, have more respect for yourself. No, put a ring on it.
Yeah.
You know, be with me. At least if you don't want to put a ring on it, commit to me. Yeah. I don't know.
Because at the end of the day, you know, even though you're giving your financial support to these women, you know, it's more to being a father than that. So you can't be all these 10 different places at the same time.
Yeah.
And then they was like, when Nick Cannon passed, all these kids going to be fighting over his, his fortune. Yeah. Stuff.
Well, I mean, I would hope that he would have a will and just have it laid out. But
they was like, Mariah kids going to be looking at everybody kids like.
Bro, that's.
And then they was like, you know, everybody got so much to say, but they was saying how all the other kids be excited to go to those twins' house for their birthday party.
Yeah.
It's a mess.
And it really is.
I really want to know what he says about it. Like, what does he think? What are you doing?
I'm curious too. Like, I've seen a couple clips on Breakfast Club, and he not saying much.
He not saying shit.
He not saying much. He says he don't like condoms, but other than that, he ain't saying much.
Right. Is this a cult? Are you been in a cult? What are you doing?
I wonder. And then lastly, like, what's your goal?
When are you going to stop?
Yeah. Like, what's your goal? 15, 20? Do you have a number? Just you go with the flow? Because Nick Cannon's still what? In his mid 30s? Okay.
Yeah. I definitely want to know what's in goal for him. Yeah, what's in like, game.
Yeah. What's your plan here?
Yeah. When is enough enough?
Yeah.
Because you're just being with these women, but you not, I mean, like, come
and
on.
And then they half of them, like, wilding out girls?
In a previous, well, yep.
Like.
It's a cult.
Is HR not involved?
Yeah, it's going to be.
How you just hiring chicks and then knocking them up?
It's going to be surviving, wilding out in 15 years.
Bruh, how you just, you ain't lying. Hiring chicks and knocking them up. Like, that's legal?
Right. Apparently, shit. And okay. They just cheesing in the maternity pictures?
Like, yeah. Number eight. I'm number eight. What? Baby, what? Like, oh, okay. Where your daddy at?
Not where your daddy's.
Like, where your father?
Listen. Yeah, this is going to be the last time we talk about
it. Yeah, I don't want to talk about it no more. If he had 10 more kids, I still don't want to talk about it. Because we said what we said.
I do want to give y'all an update, man. Next episode going to be fire. So I'll be looking out for that. We're going to get back on our Would You Rather bag because we've been missing that.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to discuss what standard gender roles in a relationship is and which of those are fluid or which of those is concrete.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And then we're going to talk about
sacrifice.
Sacrifice versus compromise. If you see a difference in it, which one you would rather do,
mm-hmm.
if you can deal with it, and why.
Mm-hmm.
And then the biggest one that I've been wanting to talk about is if it's important to you for your significant other to go all out for your birthday, anniversary, holidays, you know, if it's the gift that matters or effort.
Because
mm-hmm. what if they put out forth all this effort, but you never like the gift?
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. I can't wait to talk. Can't wait to talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
So be looking out. Hit us up. B will be looking forward to your email response to you ranking these.
Please. It's six of them.
Seven. Add Meek Mill. Nah.
Meek Mill? Where you ranking Meek Mill? Wait. Let me guess. You said, who'd you say was a five? Jay-Z?
And Kendrick. Man.
And K-Dot? Meek Mill got to be a five then.
Yeah. Okay. He right there.
Okay.
He right there in that medium ugly. That's what it is.
Wait, what Future at then?
Nevadius.
He got that eye.
He got that lean with his eye. That's why he always get on glasses.
No.
Oh, now I think Future I fucked up. No. Best stop playing with me right now.
He got
now.
That beak, though. You ain't saying nothing about that hook he got on his face, in the middle of his face. He got that fat ass nose. Got that Mount Everest. Okay, so wait. So best. What's Future, though? Rank him.
Future is five and a half.
You ugly.
Nah, he's ugly.
What's wrong with his eye?
Something wrong with Future.
Yeah, it ain't. Okay, look up J. Cole now.
Don't play with me.
What you ranking O.J. Simpson?
O.J.? Bye, y'all. Thank you so much for listening. O.J.? Are we talking about old killer O.J. or O.J. now?
Orenthal James Simpson.
Are we talking about trying on the gloves? Because he damn near look a little nice.
Yeah, he was an NFL running back. He was pulling them, knocking them white hoes down. Like yeah, bowling pins.
He wasn't even interested. He was never interested. He had a weird shaped head. Like, his lining was terrible.
So he a five. So OJ and Jay-Z the same, but Jay-Z ain't
ugly. He got them dimples. OJ probably is six. Jesus. But Nevadius, Kodakery. Hey,
next episode, I'm going to have best rank. Nothing but serial killers. Yep, I said it. And bad people. You ranking the Pied Piper. You ranking Mr. Cosby. You ranking Jeffrey. You ranking Ted Bundy. And you ranking John Wayne Gacy. What's up?
Gacy's definitely going
to no, be next episode. Bottom. Next episode.
Damn, I like that.
Next episode.
Gacy, put in big notes. Sloppy
hey,
ass.
What I say?
Because what the fuck?
Put in the notes. Cliffhanger. All right, y'all. We gonna get at you.
Yeah, it's been so real, man. Thank y'all for hanging in there. Shout out to the people that keep replaying the episodes because y'all miss us. We're going to be back at you. Stay tuned. Until next time.
Yeah, y'all.
Peace.